a question for you. Uh-oh. And I this is a serious question. I really want an answer to this. Like, don't laugh. Don't deflect. I really want to know the answer to this question.
Okay.
Have you ever faked an orgasm? I said, don't laugh.
Maybe.
Okay, see, I'm glad you said that, because there's a new study out that I was reading today that said that 36% of men have faked an orgasm at some point.
Yeah, I think more the older I get, the younger, I didn't have that issue. Because right. I was done in 4 seconds. So I didn't have to fake anything. I just had to apologize. But now I'm fat and I get winded easily. So
right.
I'd rather go to sleep.
Right. So it's like, as long as she's done, you just want to, like, you don't want to make her feel bad. So you pretend to continue. Oh, thank you.
Oh.
Right.
Time to go to bed.
Right.
Now, have you?
I never have, but it's only because, but I probably should have. Like, I look back and I see all the times that I was with somebody who was trying really hard, and probably should have just faked it and just went, you know, good boy, and that would have been it. I err on the side of being too honest, but now I realize I've probably hurt a lot of men's feelings. Like, I have done the shoulder tap. Listen, it's not going to happen. Excuse me, stop that. It's not going to happen. And now I realize I probably traumatized some guys who were, like, so proud of what they've done. You know, they researched it. Right. They asked friends. They said the alphabet. They did all the little tricks.
Right.
And they got the tap.
Yeah. And you really are very cute for thinking we care. We don't care. I really don't care. I mean, I just want to go to bed.
Well, you don't care, but I have been with guys that definitely care. Like, it's, you can see that. That's why I realize now that I probably should have faked it for a couple of the boyfriends I've had in the past, because they take that stuff very seriously, or they think they're so good, you know, that if you don't enjoy yourself, if you don't have an orgasm, they take it personally. It's never like, you know what? Maybe I'm tired. Maybe I'm having a bad day. Maybe I'm not in that place, you know, but I've never felt the need to fake it. Instead, I'm brutally honest and I say, buddy, it's not going to happen.
Time for you to go home.
Go home.
Time for you. Go away.
What was your name again? Get a cab.
No, here's my number.
Yeah, but I was surprised. 48% of women in the study said that they absolutely have faked it. And for the reasons I'm saying, that either it just went on too long and they just wanted it to end, you know, because they want to go to bed. Or they had a long day the next day and they just, you know, they were just done with the sex part of it. Or they realized they're with a guy that if they didn't orgasm, even if it was a faker, the guy would have taken it personally and it would have been, you know, it would have hurt their feelings.
No, never in my life have I ever cared. So I've really been in that place my whole life. If you do, fine. If you don't, I got things to watch on TV.
How come you don't care? You should care.
Why would I care? I don't care. You're with me. That's enough. You should be happy about that.
I care less now that I'm in a long-term relationship. Like, if there's times that my boyfriend's like, listen, I'm just not feeling it, I'm like, all right, that's cool. I mean, next time, because there'll always be a next time. But I think early on when you're first dating somebody and everything you do is like, being read in every way, like she'll go tell her friends or everything matters or why'd you say that or why didn't you do this? You know, I think early on in a relationship, that stuff does matter.
If I'm running a race with you and you're not keeping up with me, I'm still going to run the race. I'm going to finish the race and I might wait for you to catch up later.
Right.
But by the time you get to the finish line, I'm already in the shower and I'm getting dressed and I'm leaving the race.
Right. Except for the fact that some people run slower than others and some people run faster than others.
But that's not my problem. I run my speed that I'm always going to run. And when I was younger, I sprinted the whole time. mean, I was trying to do a 3-minute mile. So, and if you do a 10-minute mile, I'm sorry. You know, you got to finish the race by yourself.
By yourself.
So that's how I look at it. Sorry. I mean, men, there has never been one man that has suffered from premature ejaculation. Men don't suffer from that.
Don't suffer.
No, we're fine.
Right. I mean, women suffer from that. Yeah, you're right. That's not a man's problem.
No, it's not. It was that day I decided I was going to run the hell out of that race. And every now and then they have those little obstacles in a way that you got to jump over. I'll jump over it, but you got to keep up with me. Now I only make it halfway around the track and then I just give up. I go sit in the infield. And I'll watch you run the track if you want to. You can run the race with me if you want, but if not, then it's like handing the what do you call that thing?
Baton.
Yeah, I'll hand you the baton and you can keep going.
You can keep going with the baton, which is actually you know what? I'd rather have the baton.
Exactly. So and if you don't finish the race by yourself with the baton, then I can't help you.
Right, exactly. Then you don't know how to work a baton.
There's nothing that I can do that's gonna make you run the race faster.